Hello, everybody. This is Justin Coleman, and this is the Master Sales Funnels Podcast. We are on episode 12 of 30 Day Affiliate Action. Thank you for joining me again. Hopefully, this series has been helpful to you, and you've been able to take some action on these tips that I'm giving you, and you've started working on your affiliate business. Specifically, yesterday, picking out a host for your website that's going to be the main hub of your new business. Today we're going to discuss looking for a domain to add to our affiliate business. The thing that people type into a search engine in order to get to our website. Now, finding the right domain can be a little bit tricky. You want to be clever and you want to have something punchy and cool, but that's not always the way to go, especially if you're looking to get organic traffic through SEO, that sort of thing. It's not always the best to come up with your own catchy name that sounds really great and fun to you, because other people aren't going to get it. Me, myself, when I first started really blogging in the marketing space, I mean, we had a mom blog before this, but when I started my own marketing blog, I came up with the domain fruitlessproductivity.com. So I was trying to be clever. I was originally going to use that domain to write creative stories on and just kind of have a creative outlet, but I ended up using it for my marketing. The idea was fruitless means, you know, kind of pointless, you're not really getting anywhere, and productivity, obviously, you know, getting somewhere. So it was kind of two opposite words. I just always felt like I was kind of being productive, but not really, you know, seeing results. So that was kind of trying to encapsulate that. But every time I told people what the domain was, they would be like, huh? I'd always get the eyebrow raise or just the questioning tone if I didn't see them in person. Like, what is that? What's the, you know, why would you use that? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it did make sense to me, but if it makes, I'm not going to be buying stuff for myself. I'm not going to be writing content for myself. So it really didn't serve the purpose that it needed to. Maybe if I would have kept it as like a creative endeavor, eventually, you know, could have become a really cool like brand name. But as it stood for a marketing name, it didn't really work. I wrote, I don't know, maybe 20 blog posts on it, and it didn't really gain a lot of traction. Even Google was like, what are you thinking here? Like, it didn't go over well. So eventually, I wanted to get something more in the niche of marketing. I was really getting into sales funnels. I took the one funnel away challenge from Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels, and I wanted to talk more about funnels and marketing. And what I did was I went on to GoDaddy Auctions and typed in funnels, and what came up was mastersalesfunnels.com. And it was crazy because it was $12, and I just thought this was the coolest name ever. Like, it has sales funnels right in it, and people want to master them. They want to become the master of sales funnels. So Master Sales Funnels was claimed by me for $12. Maybe you don't think that's as cool as I do, but I thought it was like a super steal at the time. So it wasn't even an auction. Like, I didn't even have to wait for it. Some are buy now. So that was really cool. I was able to score this really cool niche domain name for $12. And there's something out there called the Wayback Machine. And if you go onto the Wayback Machine, you can see what a website used to look like. And lo and behold, it was just a landing page set up for somebody to sell ClickFunnels. So somebody tried to sell ClickFunnels, they failed, they let their domain expire, and then it went to the expired domains, and I got it again for $12. So you don't have to go spend an arm and a leg on a cool domain. You don't even have to think of your own domain half the time. I mean, you can just go to auctions and type in a keyword and see what comes up. It's a great way to look for domains because you're searching by keyword, and then what pops up has the keyword in it. So people will be searching for those keywords on Google, So why not search for them and try and find a good domain name? If you just use like the regular GoDaddy search, it's not going to come up with suggestions. It's going to be pretty precise, and I find it kind of annoying. I'd like more of a broader search, and they just give you a really specific search. So be sure to check out GoDaddy Auctions if you don't have any like specific idea for a domain name. But make sure that your domain is very niche relevant. You need something that is still punchy. You want it to be punchy, maybe a little clever if you're lucky, but honestly, if you're using SEO keywords when possible, that's gonna be your number one ticket to an earlier head start. You don't have to fight against the current, as it were, like I had to with Fruitless Productivity. I mean, I finally got tired of it and jumped ship, and I'm sure you will too. Another good tip is to make sure that your domains don't start with a number. That can be really confusing. Try not to use a number if possible. I mean, I used it in affiliateaction30.com, but I make sure to say that's 30, which you'll hear me say at the end of the show. So I have to explain it every time, but it worked really well for this short series. Also, make sure that you don't have any hyphens in your name. I've seen businesses choose hyphens over a non-hyphen domain being available, and it's confusing. You don't want to have to explain your URL to people. You don't have to explain the domain. When people say, "What do?" you can say, "Oh, I manage blah 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 dot com," and instead of saying, "I manage 30 blah blah dash hyphen," it gets really confusing, and you don't want to have to do that. We've been going through this a little bit in naming our kid. We don't want the kid to have to explain to every single person how they spell their name. We feel like that could get irritating in life. It's the same with your domain. It's the name of your business, essentially. You don't want to have to be the one explaining your name to everybody you come across. So simple as you can, punchy if you can make it, but make sure you have those SEO keywords in there. And again, make sure you're checking auctions for the domains that exist with keywords. Make sure that there's ways that you can check like the backlinks. Like backlinks can exist on these auctioned domains, so it's really cool. Other people put in the work and then they either gave up and lost it, or didn't renew, in which case hopefully make sure you put your domains on auto renew. That's another good tip. You don't want to lose your domain that you've worked so hard to build up. But as you're checking through the auction domains, make sure to run them through some kind of SEO tool or authority checker. I'll see if I can find a link to Moz's authority checker. I think they have a free one that you can check the authority of existing domains. A lot of them aren't going to have any. It's a bit of a struggle to sift through existing domains to try and find one that does have some value. You don't have to look for SEO value in it if it sounds great. I don't believe MasterSalesFunnels.com had any backlinks or SEO value when I picked it up, but it just really fit what I was doing, so I went with it. And that's just something you got to kind of feel out and figure out as you're going too. Domain age is another thing that you can look for. Google doesn't put a lot of weight on domain age, but it does help. If a domain was registered like 12 years ago, it might help a little bit if it's not fresh and brand new. And also that cheap price. I mean, you can find exactly what you want and then look over in the right-hand column and see that it's $30,000. You're not going to want to do that when you're first starting out. Maybe eventually, if you're making, 7 figures, 8 figures a year, and you want to purchase assets that are really valuable to your business, it might be something you'd consider. But when you're first starting out, it's not an option. Just kind of like paid ads aren't an option for us in the beginning. Buying expensive domains just for the sake of having it isn't worth it. Find a cheaper domain, or register your own brand new domain and just start building it from there. We're building our business, so start where you're able and build it from there. So today's homework is going to be a little obvious. You need to go out and find a domain. You need to make a purchase. So either go to GoDaddy, or GoDaddy Auctions if you need a little inspiration. Google Domains is also another good provider, but I prefer to use GoDaddy. It's just what I've always used for domains. It's about all I use GoDaddy for is domains. But make sure that you go out and get a good one because this is going to be the name of your business going forward. You can switch down the line, but you're basically going to be starting over with, brand recognition and also your authority on SEO. I guess with Google, I guess you won't be starting out from scratch, but it's just better to make sure that you're choosing something that you think you'll stick with in the long run. So make it good. Also, be sure to join the community or participate in the community if you're there and haven't said anything yet. We want to hear from you. You can join the community at affiliateaction30.com. That's affiliateaction30.com. Told you I was going to explain it. That's what I have to do every episode, so you know that it's numbers and not just spelled out 30. Be sure to go into the community once you get your domain, and we want to see what you got, what you registered. Or if you need inspiration, be sure to go in and ask questions on if you find one. If we think it's a good domain, we'll be sure to give you feedback. But yeah, once you get one, we definitely want to see that as well. Be sure to share this podcast with anybody you think would find it useful that could use a little extra money on the side, feeling a little down and out, need some kind of guidance in what they're going to do next in their life. Affiliate marketing, just on the outside, it just seems like something that, greedy marketers are doing to get money and to trick people into buying things, but it's not. It really is there to give people a sense of purpose, like we're helping people by connecting them with stuff that's going to help them in their lives. So we just get money as a side byproduct. So it does give a lot of meaning to people who don't have any or have any direction. So be sure to share with those that you think may need a little guidance. And also, if you have not, be sure to rate the podcast. I'd love to see how I'm doing. If you want to check out the show notes and any further reading, I'll have some resources on finding domains there and also links to places where you can find domains. The show notes will be at mastersalesfunnels.com/58. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we discuss software for building our affiliate funnels. Until then, be sure to earn extra, take control, and help more. Let's keep tackling affiliate marketing. See you tomorrow.